Hey, podcast listeners, still standing on the sidelines when you could be getting paid to play? Well, all your favorite NBA and college basketball teams are in action, and there's no better time to make sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI is one of the most reliable and profitable online sports books. Bet on the NBA, college basketball, MLB, UFC, NHL, and much more. It's your all-access pass for everything. And not only are there super quick payouts and bonuses, but BetDSI's live feature allows me to watch my team before I even bet. They even match any deposit you make up to $1,000. So play big, win big, and get paid anytime. Plus, when you sign up for BetDSI.com using our code, you'll get an extra 25%. That's 125% bonus. So join the winning team by signing on at BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN101. You'll more than double your bet. So don't leave money on the table. Visit BetDSI.com and use code WIN101. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN101, BETDSI.com, code WIN101.
You're listening to Over the Night on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Matt Harab.
And welcome back in. This is Over the Night, SB Nation Radio. Matt Harab back with you. Let's jump into Major League Baseball with Ben Ryder. He is the author of Astro Ball, the new way to win it all. We are located down here in Houston. Really good book regarding the Houston Astros and their rise to a title. Also has a great article out on Trevor Bauer, which I want to get to. You can follow Ben's work on Twitter at Ben Ryder. Okay, so Ben, when I say Trevor Bauer, what are the first things that come to your head?
Open book. I think I have never in 15 years of Sports Illustrated interviewed an athlete as forthright, as straightforward, as willing to engage on any topic as Trevor Bauer. And I think anybody who reads the piece will get a sense of what I'm talking about. Of course, just because someone's an open book does not mean everyone will like the contents of that book. And certainly not everybody does. He doesn't shy away from being controversial. He doesn't shy away from doing things differently, but this is a guy who's done things differently his whole life as far as training, as far as engineering himself into being the Cy Young caliber pitcher he was last year, and there's no doubt he's going to continue to follow his own path.
Ben, I was having this conversation on the air with the show before me, Alex Gold of the Gold Standards here on SB Nation Radio, and the article, Trevor came across to Alex as arrogant. I said transparent, and it turned into a pretty good segment because I said, look, all we ask for as media, as fans, is honesty. And it's funny sometimes, I think, in sports when honesty happens, honesty is given to us by athletes, and then we don't accept it. Oh, well, that automatically turns it into a negative, yet we want honesty from our athletes. So where do you fall? Is it somewhere in between? Is he more arrogant or is he more transparent? Is he a little bit of both? I just appreciate the honesty, and I thought it was a fantastic insight into an athlete that's very polarizing.
I think he can probably be both of those things. I might say confidence, you know, sometimes confidence and arrogance run up against each other, but he is certainly confident in the way that he approaches baseball, in the way that he approaches life. Frankly, he has a lot of reason to be, at least as far as baseball. He's someone that was pursuing all of these modern technological approaches to pitching years ago. He was ahead of the curve as far as using high-speed cameras to capture the ball leaving his fingers, as far as using Rapsodo and TrackMan devices to read the spin rates of his pitches, to build pitches that are as good as they can possibly be. This is the type of thing that a lot of teams are now doing in-house, but that he's been doing for years and years and years, and they've worked for him. He's the first person who will tell you, because he is so transparent, I'm a bad athlete, is what he says. I mean, I'd say maybe he's an average athlete.
Yeah, you say, how did this brainy athlete, I'm reading your Twitter page, and I was just going to ask you about this. How does this brainy, athletically average kid become so unusually adept at both? Athletically average. So he was very forthright when you talked with him about being athletically average, I gather.
Right. Even so far as telling me that he's tested on the very low range as far as his testosterone levels, which kind of prevents him from building a lot of muscle, makes it hard for him to lose body fat. That's how transparent he is, even down to the results of his blood work. But no, this is not a guy who's fast, not a guy with a lot of muscle, not a guy who's very big. He's about 6 feet tall, but he has engineered. He has used an engineer's mind. He studied mechanical engineering in college, and his dad was a chemical engineer, to design himself into, frankly, one of the best pitchers in the league.
That's incredible. Ben Reiter is our guest, senior writer for Sports Illustrated, the author of Astro Ball. Astro Ball is just available everywhere. And go to his go to Sports Illustrated. Read Ben's piece on Trevor Bauer, one of the most you probably don't like him, one of the most arrogant baseball players that we have for the Cleveland Indians. But I'm going to go with transparent. Here's what I'm also going to go with here, Ben. When talking about Trevor, my comparison to cross-sport comparison here is Richard Sherman, a very smart guy, very outspoken guy. A lot of people don't like him, but from what I gathered, his teammates liked him. Is that the case with Trevor Bauer? Do Trevor Bauer's teammates like him? Like, I gather that the rest of the Seattle Seahawks defense liked Richard Sherman.
I think that my view is that it's probably polarized in the clubhouse as it is out of the clubhouse, right? I think some of his teammates don't have much time for him, don't really understand him. Some of them just value him for what he can do on the mound. But some of them, especially the younger ones, really appreciate the way that he goes about things and the way that he's always available to share his knowledge with them if they come and ask. He'll drop everything. Mike Clevinger, for example, another 28-year-old pitcher last year, was having some trouble early on. His arm was hurting. He figured something wasn't right. He asked Trevor what was wrong. Trevor identified it, Clevinger said, in like 2 seconds. Worked with him to fix his mechanics. And Clevinger, not many people noticed, but he was one of the best pitchers in the American League in the second half. He gives a lot of that credit to Trevor Bauer. So what's a good teammate, you know?
Right.
It's not a guy who's not necessarily a guy who's rah-rah all the time. There's other ways of being a good teammate. That is certainly one, although you can see how other teammates might be annoyed by him.
Did you talk about his aspirations after baseball? Because what you're describing to me sounds like he would be a fantastic coach. Did that ever come up, the fact that he might want to stay in baseball? Because, I thought the dating thing was interesting. Obviously, you know, he has his three rules of dating. But he talked about he was so focused on his career, and we can get to that. But he's focused on his career, and he doesn't want to deal with girls and all that stuff. But after the career, then he can focus on marriage and maybe having a kid. But what I find interesting about what you just said is he might be interested in coaching. I feel like he'd be very good at teaching. Did you guys talk about his aspirations career-wise after Major League Baseball?
I think we talked about pretty much everything. I think I had 7 hours of tape with him by the time my 2 days with him were over. So, yes, we did talk about his aspirations. One thing about him is he wants to share all of this knowledge he has accrued with anybody who will listen. He thinks that baseball is in many ways in the dark ages still, especially as far as pitching, especially as far as the proper way to train and use technology to get the most out of yourself. So, yes, he is absolutely open to sharing all of these things. One of the reasons that he participated in the article, we didn't get exactly into coaching or managing, but certainly he wants to be at the forefront of a revolution in pitching. He also wants to do some other stuff. He wants to travel around the country in an RV. He's developing a social media marketing company that he thinks will help players in baseball improve their personal brands like they do in the NBA and the NFL. He has a lot of plans, but he also plans to pitch until he's about 45 years old. He's only 28, so he might have some time before he turns to other pursuits.
Ben Reiter, our guest, senior writer, Sports Illustrated, wrote a fantastic piece on a very interesting baseball player, Trevor Bauer, for the Cleveland Indians. You can follow his work on Twitter at Ben Reiter. I wanted to get to baseball stuff, but I'm fascinated by this topic. So let me ask you this. Did you get the sense that he was craving attention? How did this interview come about? Did you try and contact him? Because you said to yourself, as a good journalist, you said, man, this is a very interesting person. And as a journalist, like I, as a host, I love interviewing really interesting people, you know, and that's just something that I love to do. Is this something that you sought out? Did you want to interview him? Or did you get the sense as you, like, smart people can be narcissistic sometimes, and so they're all into themselves a little bit. And did you get the sense that he was craving attention? Like, you talked about he was very forthright and very open. How much narcissism is there, and how did this interview come about? I know that's a loaded question, but I'm curious.
Well, the interview came about for two reasons. One, that last year he emerged as one of the best pitchers in baseball. He really was. He probably would have won the Cy Young, or at least had a very good shot at it, if his leg hadn't been fractured in August and he wouldn't have been forced to miss 6 weeks. Two is that I'd talked to him here and there several times over the years. You know, I'd read about him, heard him talk on podcasts and radio shows and things like that. I knew that the way that he had developed himself into the pitcher that he is was very different, and that he had a different worldview on things, and I was interested to hear about it. As far as why he cooperated, yeah, I think that he wants to get his name out there a little bit, like a lot of people do. He's looking to grow this social media presence, grow his marketing business, but I really think a lot of it comes from the fact that he does want to share and spread his training methods and his methods of going about things in which he's so deeply believes. He's very serious about that. So I guess the answer is kind of all of the above.
Do you think he is a good role model, in your personal opinion? Because what you're talking about is sharing information, all this stuff. He's very open. He's very transparent. He's got a little bit of Josh Rosen in him, a little bit of Richard Sherman. And those people sometimes can be looked down upon. They can be portrayed in a negative light in terms of the media, just because, again, of the honesty and the transparency. But in your opinion, having met the guy, should he be listened to by, let's say, a scrawny 5'7"-year-old who has aspirations to be a starting pitcher in Major League Baseball? Should Trevor Bauer be the guy that little kids turn to and say, hey, I'm going to follow this guy's method? He might be a little loud, he might be a little arrogant, but he's honest and he's really smart and he knows what he's talking about.
I certainly think he's a good role model in certain senses, as far as being almost an inspirational story of an average athlete who, through incredibly hard work and out-of-the-box thinking, developed himself into a star. Like, that should be an inspirational story. Of course, there's a lot that comes with it that maybe not all kids would want to replicate in their own lives. I mean, he's very upfront in the story about how he had a tough time. He's really had a tough time growing up because he was so different socially. He said he had no friends in high school. He clashed with people in college. He's had a tough road professionally. So, you know, it hasn't been the easiest road. I don't know if most kids or most people would want to put themselves through that, or want to build a life in which that was the way that things went. If there's a way to divorce the two, the approach to, you know, making the most out of yourself, but doing it in a slightly happier way, I think that would probably be more suitable for most people.
Final question for you here, Ben, and appreciate the time. So you wrote Astro Ball, which is available everywhere, about the Astros' rise to winning a World Series. Obviously, the Astros used analytics. They have a great analytic department, a spin rate. They got a great pitching coach. They use all these new age baseball techniques to rise to the World Series. How has analytics, in your opinion, affected the free agency market in Major League Baseball and what we are seeing right now?
Right. Well, Trevor Bauer says in the story that as far as embracing technology and cutting-edge activities, the Astros are far and away number one in the league. And I think that they have a lot to do with the current free agency market as far as coming up with a way to strictly value players and to project what they're going to do in the future. They're all about valuation in their approach to paying players, and that has clearly very quickly caught on across the league, really caught on like wildfire, as we've seen for the last 2 years. You know, it's not a value judgment necessarily, but that approach, which the Astros spearheaded, is the one that's clearly predominating right now.
Damn, Ben, I'm out of time. Let me ask you this. Why could the Astros use this valuation technique to get them to a World Series, but it didn't work for Oakland? Like, Oakland could only take it to a certain point. The Astros won a World Series. Got about 45 seconds.
Well, you know, a part of it is good fortune. You know, the Astros, as I write in Astro Ball, always allowed space for luck. And, you know, it just worked out. It's hard. It's results versus process. The process might have been similar as far as the way they were thinking. The results, that's why we play the game.
Ben Ryder has been our guest, senior writer for Sports Illustrated, has written a book, Astro Ball, The New Way to Win It All. It is the new way to win it all. It's affected Major League Baseball free agency. Also has a great piece out on Trevor Bauer. A lot of you don't like him. Pitcher for Cleveland Indians, but it is a very interesting insight into Trevor Bauer's brain. Ben, thank you very much for letting me inside your brain. Ben Ryder on Twitter, @BenRyder on Twitter. Thank you very much for the time, man.
Thanks for having me.
We're back after this on SB Nation Radio.